This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go right back into your calls, but in case you're just tuning in, the disturbing news coming from Reason.com about Libertarian Party presidential candidate, not yet the nominee, Gary Johnson. He's thrown his hat into the ring. He's going to be going up against you, Daryl W. Perry, as well as several other candidates in the upcoming debates and things that will be happening, the voting that will happen at the Libertarian Party nomination, which happens in May at their convention. But until then, he'll be conducting interviews and making it clear to anyone who knows anything about liberty that he doesn't. He is saying here that he supports a bill he would sign as president, a bill that would ban the wearing of burqas in America. And there's a surprising number of people who agree with him on that. We had one caller very confusedly showing cognitive dissonance earlier tonight, saying that he supports the First Amendment, but not the freedom to wear what you want to wear. Which, of course, would be not supporting the First Amendment.
Right.
But anyway, let's go back into the phones here and your calls and thoughts. We do have Scott on the line in Lake Isabella. Scott, you had said something surprising to me, and Daryl's been doing a little bit of digging during the news. You said that as a gay man in his late 50s in California, you're frustrated as you don't live in San Francisco. You cannot, you say, wear costumes in public. Now, Daryl, what did you determine from your reading of the government statutes there in California?
So I've got the statute, and it's very short. It says it's unlawful for any person to wear a mask, false whiskers, or any personal disguise, whether complete or partial, for the purpose of, one, evading or escaping discovery, recognition, or identification in the commission of any public offense, or two, concealment, flight, or escape when charged with, arrested, or convicted of any public offense.
Dude just dropped off the line. Not sure what happened there. For whatever reason, went to the next call. So I wish Scott were able to respond to that. But what you're saying is
it makes it sound like it's only illegal if you are doing something else. But as we know, there are so many
something
laws.
Else criminal, something else that would be illegal.
Right. So jaywalking. There are some places where you can't, like, chew gum on Sundays. You can't do something. So, you know, you might be violating something without realizing it. So, therefore, that basically does make it sound like you can't be in public in disguise.
Only if they can come up with some other crime to charge you with.
They've got to come up with something else to charge you with.
And if there's, let's say there's some homophobic cops who want to crack down they'll come up with something.
Disorderly.
So it's effectively illegal, but not technically illegal, depending on the police.
Now you're resisting arrest, too.
Yeah. So I guess I can understand where he's coming from, and we actually do have Scott back. So, Scott, our interpretation here is that they would need to have something else to charge you with in order for that to actually be a crime, in order for wearing a costume. And it does seem to only be something that would obscure one's identity, so wearing just like some, you know, fancy garb or whatever wouldn't qualify. It would have to obscure one's face. Isn't that right, Daryl, based on your reading of that?
Right. Mask, false whiskers, or any personal disguise, whether complete or partial. So, like, if you've got, you know, some very elaborate makeup, that could be construed as a personal disguise.
So, Scott, are you saying that you believe this is illegal because you've been targeted?
No, but my best friend was arrested because he was dressed like Marilyn Monroe walking down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Wow. When was this?
1999.
There might be some local ordinance in addition to the state statute.
It doesn't matter, because the fact of the matter is that if I could walk down in Santa Monica Boulevard wearing a Marilyn Monroe outfit and be considered a threat Why wouldn't somebody completely covered from head to toe in an outfit that you can only see their eyes be considered a threat too? Come on, let's look.
Well,
at
I wouldn't consider somebody dressed as Marilyn Monroe to be a threat.
Yeah, I think people should be able to wear whatever costumes that they want.
Was there, Daryl, an exemption
for religious garb in the California statute, or was that in a different
state? I'm not saying that in California.
Do you think somebody that's in a Marilyn Monroe outfit, dressed hot to tot, walking down the street, is a threat compared to somebody in a burqa that can have a bomb under their dress?
Sir, I'm not concerned with how anyone is dressed wherever it is I am. And if you are concerned with that, then that's what you get, right? Like, if you want to ban someone from wearing a burqa, then don't be surprised when someone wants to ban what you want to wear.
The problem is that you guys took Free State Live from Florida to the whitest state in America, New Hampshire.
Because what are you talking about? We didn't take Free State Law.
Yeah, you went to New Hampshire because there's no minorities. There's no chance of you guys getting any kind of refugees.
That's false. False on both counts.
You guys have set yourself up in and. Believe me, Ian, there's nobody more liberal than I am. I'm a 58-year-old gay
man. Well, that doesn't impress me.
Been out since they was 18.
You're false on both counts, sir. One, I moved to New Hampshire because it was the choice for the Free State Project. I chose New Hampshire.
It's an all-white state.
Nope. That was not
I actually
at all.
Miss hanging out with my black friends
and my Mexican friends.
So
the reason why New Hampshire was chosen, there are 101 of them, and anyone who would like to go and review those can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It has to do with the amount of liberty and the political situation here in New Hampshire. It's very easy to change compared to other states. It's a great start for the people who care about freedom, and there are some minorities here. There just isn't a very large distribution of them, and hopefully we'll see that change over time. Scott, thanks for the call tonight.
And there actually are some refugees in New Hampshire.
That's correct as well. There are refugees who've been in New Hampshire from other places around the world, not just the most recent Syrian situation also.
And so, you had asked about the religious exemption, and I found one specifically in Minnesota. And again, this is the state-level statute. This is not a local ordinance. In Minnesota, they do have an exemption for religious belief, or if it's incidental or related to amusement, entertainment, protection from weather, or medical treatment.
So as long as I'm doing it for entertainment, then I'm good to go.
Or if you've got, remember that thing that Michael Jackson used to wear on his face? The thing, so like if you cough, you're not spreading germs. If you're wearing one of those for medical purposes. Or if it's for entertainment, or because it's negative 5,000 degrees and your face hurts and you wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why that doesn't exist in New Hampshire. I don't think that statute exists in New Hampshire.
There is not one in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so, we've got here in New Hampshire, you can walk around in a mask any old time you damn well want to, and it's completely legal. And, it's just a little bit more free here, which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project.
You could walk around in New Hampshire wearing a mask without a T-shirt, whether you're male or female, and it's perfectly legal.
Yep. For right now, if some prudish state reps get their way, they'll be banning toplessness for females this year. It's going to be a real controversial issue. It already is. So we'll continue to update you on that as it continues to develop. But, just as an aside, Derek J., who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, dressed as Marilyn Monroe last year for the Halloween, or not last, but in 2014, for the Halloween costume dance party, and he looked fabulous, I just want to say.
Derek always looks fabulous!
Yep, and then this year he was a schoolgirl, I believe, it's like a Japanese schoolgirl.
Yes, he wasn't Japanese, he was just a schoolgirl.
That's true.
But you would be surprised at how many guys did not realize
that he was a guy.
when they saw him from behind.
Yep. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about Gary Johnson wants to ban burkas, yet is claiming to be a libertarian. The two do not gel. That does not work. If you are a libertarian, you have to allow others to wear what they want.
Stop banning stuff.
This is like basics of libertarianism. Free Talk Live.
I'm not a smoker. Please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You buy things online, likely. You've probably bought things through Amazon. Well, if you want to continue to do that and help Free Talk Live, just go to shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You log into the one that's right for you and get the stuff you're looking for at the right prices, the same Amazon prices, same Amazon selection, the same shipping deals, everything. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue talking about Gary Johnson and why he's not a libertarian, even though he's claiming to be. We'll do that here in moments. But first, we're going to go to Chandler on the line via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Chandler in Florida, go ahead. You're on with Ian and Daryl on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I'm 16, and I'm going to a government indoctrination center, of course.
Oh, sorry.
And, yeah, so I'm trying to make the best of it, and I wrote a paper for English class, and I just wanted to read it to you because, well, it's kind of funny to turn into a government school kind of thing.
How long is this paper? I mean, I don't know if we can handle reading an entire paper depending on how long it is.
I don't think it'll take more than a couple of minutes.
All right, well, if it's terrible, I'll stop you, but go ahead.
There are times in history when society must rise up against evil. This declaration is long overdue. For too long, people have accepted the evils of government as normal. They have come to the short-sighted opinion that it is somehow necessary for society to survive and function. Slavery is the immoral act of owning someone else's property against their will. The only other option from slavery is self-ownership. Since you own yourself, you have the moral right to use your body how you see fit, use it to earn income, transfer yourself to others, and enforce property rights over yourself. To damage someone's body slash self is to infringe on that person's property rights. The concept of self-ownership leads to another concept, the non-aggression principle. It states no one may initiate or threaten to initiate force, fraud, or coercion against another. This principle directly conflicts with the very concept of government. What is the one thing that separates government from any other entity? It claims the monopoly on the moral right to initiate force. And then it's supposed to be like a declaration of independence against something I don't like, so I'm using the whole like you thing that the Declaration of Independence uses. You have stolen trillions of dollars from hundreds of millions of people in the USA alone, calling it taxation. You claim because it's for a good cause, it isn't theft. If someone robs a bank and donates the money to a charity, is he going to be acquitted from a bank robbery charge? No, he'll be convicted and sent to a cage for up to 25 years, more than a quarter of most people's lives. To claim a government can take as much money as it wants from its people and its geographical location is to claim that it owns that money. Since you make money from working, that means the government owns the fruit of your labor. Kind of like slavery? No, exactly like slavery. You have broken your own laws, the Constitution.
Somebody's going to get reported to the administration. Is this the first libertarian paper that you've turned in, or have other ones been in a similar vein?
This has been the first time that I had the goalie to do it.
Gotcha. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You can finish it out if you got a little bit more.
You have broken your own laws, the Constitution, time and time again. Then your politicians go on television and talk about how important it is. If any mere mortal goes against those words on paper that people seem to believe were written by God himself, they'll be thrown in a cage. If that person resists their own kidnapping, your heroic police force will murder him in cold blood. If he defends himself, stops his own murder with lethal force, he'll be labeled the worst kind of criminal, a cop killer. Not only have you murdered people in the land that you claim to be your own, you've also committed mass murder overseas, calling it war. For this mass murder, you need soldiers, which you get from exploiting the youth's gullibility and ignorance to what you're doing. In the past, you have outright enslaved people by forcing them to work for you against their will and call it a draft. When the victims overseas defend themselves, you use their resistance as an excuse to the mindless public to go slaughter more of them. You have caused more than one tragedy. You are responsible for the genocide of millions of Jews in Germany. You murdered your own citizens in Tiananmen Square.
So when you're saying this, you're talking about governments in general, not specifically the American
government. Yes, it's a declaration of independence from government.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
You legally enforce slavery in the United States. If there weren't laws requiring slaves to be returned to their owners, slaves could have easily escaped to the North for freedom. You love slavery. You just won't admit it because it's an unpopular opinion. There is a despicable number of more incidents like these. You're a murderer. You must be ended. You have obliterated the free market. You've denied people the right to offer jobs paying less than some arbitrary amount of money per hour. Due to this, people who can't produce over $8 per hour in labor can't get a job. Since they can't get a job, they can't get experience, they can't get a job, and so on. You've denied people's freedom of association. Businesses can't deny service to someone because it would be discriminatory. Imagine applying this to people's houses. You have to let people into your house because it would be discriminatory to do otherwise. Business owners own their shops just as much as people own their houses. Worst of all, when your socialism failed the economy, you claim it's somehow the fault of the non-existent free market. This, of course, so you can gain even more power. You claim to hate monopolies, but you're the only reason they exist. Not only are you the monopoly on force, but you created the only legal court system. You don't allow the victim and the culprit to mutually agree on an unbiased judge running a private court with profit incentive to do a good job. You instead force people to be judged by a jury that knows nothing about the law. You force them to be prosecuted by someone who only cares about getting convictions, not finding justice. In fact, these crimes you convict people of are often victimless, like smoking a plant. If there isn't a victim, then there isn't a crime. There was a time when a crime was defined as an immoral act against a fellow human being. Now it's the equivalent of a sin against the god known as government. You also create corporations, granting companies special rights no startup businesses have, making it impossible for anyone to compete with those corporations. The Romans gave limited government a chance by creating the Roman Republic. It later became the Roman Empire.
I gotta say, it's an excoriating essay, and I'm gonna cut it there. I don't know how much longer
there's like two paragraphs you had to go.
But, you know, very, very detailed, very well written, I think. Daryl, your thoughts?
I've got one question for you. You said that at one time crime was defined as something with a victim. At what time was that? Because all of the research that I've been able to find based on the etymology of the word is it was always an offense against the king. A tort is an offense against another person.
I guess you make a good point there.
Have you turned it in yet? Maybe it's not too late to...
I turned it in. I got 100%.
You
posted
did?
It. He wow. posted it in the... he posted it up for everyone to see. So
congratulations.
I can get the word out there.
Where does the teacher post things like that these days? In the classroom or online?
Like in the back of the classroom.
Gotcha. Hey, congrats, dude. Right on. And I hope you get out of government school someday and can add something productive to the world. It sounds like you're a pretty brilliant young man. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Chandler. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And when he was giving all of these views directed at government, it reminded me of something that I heard earlier today in an Uber Dilemma, which is a short documentary about free Uber.
Didn't they change the name of it, though?
I don't know. What I'm seeing here on Facebook, it's titled An Uber Dilemma.
Okay.
But Christopher David
says... I think they renamed it, I'm sorry, to Evolve or Die. If you go to freekeen.com, it's the top story. Oh, wait, no, it's still An Uber Dilemma.
The video itself is called An Uber Dilemma.
Okay.
Christopher David says, and you, government, you dinosaurs, you're in the way. So evolve or die.
Yeah, I loved it. I watched it last night. It's only about 12 or so minutes
12
long.
12 minutes, 48 seconds.
And it's fantastic. I'll actually post it over. I think I posted it early on the Free Talk Live page. So if you want to, you can see it over at freekeen.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Gary Johnson claims he's a libertarian. In fact, he even got the nomination of the Libertarian Party for president back in 2012. So there's probably plenty of people out there who think that Gary Johnson is a libertarian. And that's the problem. That's the problem with the Libertarian Party falling away from its political viewpoint, their principle of non-aggression. In order to join the Libertarian Party, and I presume Gary Johnson has done this, you're supposed to sign a statement, and I believe they still require this.
Yes.
You're supposed to sign a statement that says, I do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, there's not a lot that I've memorized in life, but that's one of the things that I can recite from memory. Because when I signed that statement, I took it seriously. I would not sign my name to something like that unless it actually meant something to me.
Well, see, for the last decade or so, people have been told that that pledge just means I won't violently overthrow the government. Not
what?
Yes. That's what people are told that the libertarian pledge means now. that they're not told that that means that I won't use coercion to force people to do what I want them to do.
Who's telling people this?
There are a bunch of people within the Libertarian Party that are telling
people. The unprincipled people?
Yes.
It's despicable. I mean, it's pretty clear what it means when it says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's all political or social goals, not just, you know, to overthrow the government goal. The goal of anything to use the initiation of force is inappropriate. It is unlibertarian by definition. And so Gary Johnson coming out and saying that he would ban the wearing of burqas in America is a clear example of how this guy doesn't know libertarianism from a hole in the ground. Not impressed.
He'd probably be able to identify the hole in the ground.
So let's go on, though, because he had an interview with Reason's Nick Gillespie. And he says that, quote, under Sharia law, he argued, women are not afforded the same rights as men. Under a burqa, how do you know if a woman has been beaten? He asked rhetorically. Honor killings are allowed for under Sharia law, and so is deceiving non-Muslims. Which is false, which
right.
Already talked to Will Coley about that, who is one of the folks behind Muslims for Liberty, and he explained to us that that is a common misconception, as are a lot of things about.
If a woman wears long sleeves, then how do you know she has not been beaten?
Yeah, that's
basically
true.
What he's saying.
That's true. Likening followers of the Sharia to members of the Ku Klux Klan, Johnson said that he wouldn't censor the speech of people promoting Sharia law, but would mount a cultural campaign to counter its growth here. That sounds scary. He said the Islamic terrorism proceeds directly from the same sources as the thinking behind Sharia, and that the United States government must make sure it's not inadvertently funding Sharia overseas. Well, if you want to cut off all funding across the world, that's fine with me. But that's not actually what he's saying here. He's not saying end all foreign aid. Maybe he believes that. I don't know. That's not been made clear. But all he's saying is cut funding to countries that might be promoting or promulgating Sharia law as part of their system. And, okay, fine. I'll agree with that point. But let's cut off all foreign aid entirely. The government doesn't
all
belong.
Of it, even to Israel.
Exactly.
But Gary Johnson doesn't want to end foreign aid to Israel.
Let's talk to Gamma Blast in Chicago. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. Gamma Blast, you're on with Ian and Daryl.
How's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm a big believer in the non-aggression principle, but I do not have a favorable opinion of Muslims too much. And
have you ever met one?
Met one personally that introduced himself as a Muslim to me? No.
Okay. Then you've never really, you know, you don't really have any right, I don't think, to have much of an opinion about them if you've never met one.
Well, can't I see a lot of interviews on TV and how different people react to different situations? And
interviews with who?
On that.
People who hate Muslims?
People interviewing Muslims and what they say. Or people, I'm talking about people supporting Muslims and their arguments to support them.
Okay, what have you heard?
One I'd like to bring up is, you know, anytime somebody points out just a terrible atrocity, a Muslim group or a group saying they support Muslim causes or whatever, they'll seem like 8 times out of 10 they'll come up and say, well, Christians back in the 12th century did such and such, so they're just as bad and are equally bad. So they'll compare what Christians did in the 12th century to what Muslims are doing today.
Well, what about what Christians are doing today?
Equivalent.
Aren't Christians bombing innocent people?
Okay,
so there you go. Christians are doing horrible things today. That doesn't mean anything about what Christ taught or what Muhammad taught, does it?
Well, then you can just get into who started what first.
Well, to me, it's not about who did what first. I was just rebutting the fact that Christians did something 12 decades ago or 12 centuries ago. I'm telling you Christians are killing people today. So does that mean that you have a negative opinion of Jesus Christ?
Doesn't your target kind of make a difference? Like if you're trying to hit a certain person.
90%. I believe versus, I should have show prep here tonight.
It's actually over 90% of the people killed in what are called targeted drone strikes are actually civilians and not the target of the drone strike.
So they're terrible at hitting their target. So I understand that. It's not... Good, but I'm talking about when you try to defend them, and that's your best defense, is something another
No, that's not my defense. My defense of Muslims is that there are people who are peaceful, in my experience. Well, now, there are some Muslims who are not peaceful, just like there are some Christians who are not peaceful.
There are some Buddhists that aren't peaceful.
Right, but the religious teachings of Muhammad are peaceful teachings.
Okay, I'm not even bringing up the teaching of within the book. I'm bringing up things I see today and things people are saying to defend a religion just doesn't make sense to me, and that's one that I brought up.
So you would also, though, then, if you're treating all religions fairly, then you would also indict Christians similarly to Muslims, correct?
If they're going to force their views and behead people, yes, of course. If they're going to, like, I would not be for banning a burqa. I don't care what somebody wears. I could see why you might want somebody to be able to identify their face. I think in a free society, we still might want to be able to identify the people, know what they've done in the past.
That doesn't sound like freedom to me.
Is dropping a bomb?
Aren't you for a reputation system? Well, you would have to identify people to have a reputation system in a free society, would you not?
If I don't want someone who's unidentifiable coming on my property, that should be my choice. But if they want to be in public in that manner, that's their choice. And if they're on their private property, then they get to choose how they and what they wear.
Okay, well, if you want to conduct business with somebody, you would want to...
All I care is if they pay cash.
Okay.
Or Bitcoin.
So you have no payment system? I mean, everybody's got to pay the full amount. There's no installments.
I don't care what you're wearing, so long as you honor your agreements. Doesn't really matter. And actually, there was an interesting article that I didn't really have a chance to dig into that was an argument against blockchain-based reputation systems by Andreas Antonopoulos. I'm very interested in looking further into that. Thanks for the call, Gamma Blast. Appreciate it.
Not all reputation systems are based on a blockchain.
Yep.
There's eBay has a reputation system to where if the person that you bought a product from sends you something that's not the right product, you leave a negative review.
You don't know what that person's wearing.
You don't know what they're wearing. You don't know what they look like. You really don't even know if they're a human.
It's true. It could be an alien or a robot.
It could be. But, you know, there are reputation systems that have nothing to do with what somebody's wearing.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with what somebody's religious beliefs are, has to do with whether or not they send you the product that was ordered, and whether they charge you fairly, and, you know, things along those lines.
Yeah, it's amazing the excuses people will use to throw away the ideas of liberty. Oh, yeah, you should be able to wear what you want, but, you know, shouldn't we be able to identify everybody everywhere at every time? I mean, freedom. Well, wait a minute. No, freedom is the ability to choose what you adorn yourself with and how you express yourself. And so long as you aren't hurting somebody else in the process, you should be able to do it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
And you can join us in real life, upcoming Liberty Forum, right around the corner. It's about a month and a half away at this point, just a little less than that. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live every single night. Some of the other great LRN.FM shows will also be there produced live and recorded live, including your FPP radio news on a daily basis, Daryl.
Yes.
In addition to that, there are going to be dozens of speakers and panel discussions. And Edward Snowden, there's only one Edward Snowden, but he'll be speaking there, and I think he's blocked off from actually 4 to 4:50. I was looking at the schedule today, so I guess due to the time shift between here and Moscow, where he actually is and where he will be during the Liberty Forum, they got him for 4 p.m. in the afternoon, which means we can go and see him.
Yes.
Because normally the keynote speeches are in the evening after dinner, and of course we're on the air at that time.
Yes.
So that'll be cool. I'm actually excited, more excited now to actually get to see.
And which day is this?
Snowden. I think it was Saturday.
Okay.
But you can see the schedule as it stands over at nhlibertyforum.com. More will be added to it between now and the actual event. But you're going to want to be there for this. This is going to be an epic Liberty Forum. This is going to be a historic Liberty Forum, not just because Edward Snowden is going to be speaking there, but also because at this rate, with the Free State Project now crossing the 93% mark, there's a darn good chance the Free State Project will have made its 20,000 signers by the Liberty Forum. It's taking about 5 days per 1% at this point, and so there's a dang good chance that it's going to be happening by then, and if not, it'll cross it during the Liberty Forum, it seems like. So very, very exciting time for those of you who are out there considering the Free State Project, considering the idea of getting together with people who care about freedom and actually getting active with those people. Daryl, you said you wanted to move here. You're in the Shire Society commercial that we run on our streams. You said you wanted to move here to be around other people who cared about freedom and were doing things about it, right?
Yes.
And that's what you got when you moved here. That's what you will get when you come here. You'll get more libertarians than you could possibly want to know. Because not all of them you're going to get along with. There are so many libertarians here, they don't all get along with one another. We got 1,500 people who've moved here so far, and thousands more have pledged. Over 18,500 people at this point have pledged to move to New Hampshire. 18,600, because we're at 93%, to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And hundreds of those people will be at the Liberty Forum February 18th through the 21st. Don't miss it. We'll be there broadcasting live. NHLibertyForum.com. Go get your tickets now. As we go to Chris, he is in Houston on via Skype. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm looking at the webcam and having not seen a picture of Daryl in months, I just have to say, you look incredible. I can't believe the weight loss. It's just tremendous. So congratulations. I lost some weight myself.
Thank
you. That's a big deal. Absolutely.
He knocked something like 140 pounds off in a year. I mean, it's an incredible.
Less than a year.
Incredible success story.
Well, keep it off and keep it up.
That's the plan.
It's astonishing to see the change in you. So congrats.
But yeah, Dave in New York was in the chat room tonight. And by the way, this is worth, I guess, announcing on the air. We do now have a YouTube live stream. So in addition to the live stream that is over on our website, which is a livestream.com based live stream. We now have an additional live stream, live video stream on YouTube, on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. And I'm actually just in the process of setting up a short URL for folks to be able to access that. But if you go to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, you'll be able to see a stream there as well. And Dave in New York has been in the chat room there insulting you, Daryl, tonight. I don't think he's there right now, but he was there earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyone that wants to talk to Dave in New York, drop on by the YouTube channel. I bet you he'll be there again at some point. Anyway, go ahead with your call, Chris.
Yeah, I wanted to share an experience I had this morning that really reinforced the idea for me that the biggest religion, at least in the U.S., is not Christianity or Islam. It's really nationalism. So I'm in sales and kind of outside sales, business sales, and I went to a networking event this morning. And I was a guest, a first-time guest at this particular event, and was told as I arrived that as a first-timer, I would be asked to either lead the Pledge of Allegiance or give a benediction, give a prayer.
Whoa.
And very politely, without bringing up any kind of my, you know, that I'm the fact that I'm an atheist or that I'm a libertarian or anything, I was, when I said, you know, thank you so much, I appreciate the offer, but I'm just going to decline and would just like to join the meeting, and was told immediately by the leader of this very large, you know, prominent networking group that I needed to leave.
Whoa.
And so I
was, and are you a paying member of this club?
I did pay to show up in advance, and I was told that they would refund my money, which was nice. And I want to give credit where credit due. The guy was not a jerk, but it was just a very kind of an astonishing thing. So as I kind of leave, this was sort of a facility where there are several events going on at one time. You can imagine like a hotel conference center almost. So I kind of go outside a little bit, and I'm playing on my phone trying to figure out, well, what am I going to do now that I'm here? And the guy, very much to his credit, kind of the leader of this organization, came outside and found me and said, you know, I really want to apologize. That kind of conduct was really inappropriate.
Hold on. Was this the same guy who kicked you out, who changed his mind? Okay.
Yes. And said, you know, that behavior just wasn't really appropriate. So, again, I want to give credit where credit was due. This guy was not a jerk.
Did he then decide to let you in, or was he just apologizing for kicking you out?
I think he was just apologizing, and I, you know, very, very politely said, you know, listen, sir, I appreciate everything. I don't pledge allegiance, and I don't pray, and I frankly don't really see what that has to do with, you know, kind of a networking meeting this morning. But if that's your policy, I want to respect that. Hmm. And he said, you know, I can understand that you wouldn't want to pray. I can respect that. But he just couldn't get beyond the idea that I wouldn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
How could you? You're treasonous.
How could I? I could not pray to what I was assuming, you know, his God, but the idea of not pledging allegiance to a flag in front of a bunch of fellow, you know, prominent members of the business community here in Texas was just beyond him. And
how dare you not pledge your fealty to the nation which gives you great things?
Yeah, so the conversation ended pretty quickly thereafter. And again, the guy really did come to try and, you know, apologize and that sort of thing. But it just really reinforced this idea that nationalism is a religion, and it is just as powerful, if not even more powerful
than absolutely
anything, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you because it really struck me.
Disgusting.
And it was
kind of
the first time that I've been, I think ostracized is the wrong word, but
discriminated against.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. So just an awkward thing that probably.
So how many times have you been to this this networking meeting before?
This would have been the first time. This was kind of a new event, and I thought I'm going to go to this event. I'm, you know, giving this one a shot.
And you had said it was the newbies they have do this to.
So if you're a newbie, you give the pledge or the benediction or both or, and again I. That's their right. I'm not there to disrespect them.
Yeah, and you were very respectful towards him. And, you know, hey, dude, it's your rules. It's your club. And if you don't want me here, then I'll go find someone else.
That's it. But it was just an interesting experience and really, brought that up and kind of brought it all home, right? It's one thing. Libertarianism is something you sort of keep in your head a lot when you're not in New Hampshire. You sort of keep it to yourself. Yeah. It's not something you talk about in polite company and that sort of thing unless you're prepared to be ostracized a little bit.
That's true.
And so anyway.
Great call, Chris. Thanks for making it, dude. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. And sounded great, too, on Skype. You can get on Skype with us at Skype username lrn.fm. Daryl, have you ever encountered that level of discrimination for a political viewpoint?
I have not. I've never been to...
You lived in Texas.
I did. I lived in San Antonio. But
did you kind of keep your views to yourself?
No, I didn't. I had 50 bumper stickers on my car. Everybody knew what I believed. There were people that I chose not to associate with because they were promoting horrible things. There was one guy that I worked with. He had just left the Air Force. And it was right around the time that the whole bombing Libya thing started. He actually said, I hope I get to re-sign because I want to go kill people because killing people is fun.
Ugh.
And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to associate with you. So I hung out with the Obama supporter because at least we were anti-war.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I wonder if the Obama supporter still supports Obama, given that if they were anti-war at some time, it's pretty clear that Obama's pro-war.
I don't know. I should ask. I still talk to her on Facebook.
Cool. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you. Hour number three is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.